Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Josh's bidet, the handcuffed couple, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Joining us in the studio, comedian Mike Birbiglia. Mike, it's good to see you.
All right, one clap.
Is that the proper pronunciation, oh,
yeah.
Mike?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. Everyone gets it wrong. When telemarketers call, they'll be like, good afternoon, may I speak with Mr. Oh, man. Gabigaboo. I'm like, yeah, Gabigaboo doesn't live here anymore. Even automated telemarketers get it wrong. They'll be like, good afternoon, may I speak with Mr. System Error.
Yeah. Well, now we got it right. Birbiglia. Now, Birbiglia, when I looked at it at first, I thought it might be the silent G.
Yeah, no, Birbiglia. I mean, I get that a lot. Sometimes people come up to me, they'll be like, in Italy, it's pronounced Birbiglia. Mm. I'm like, in America, you're annoying.
Now, did they, early on in your career, were you asked to come up with a stage name, like
yeah,
Mike Barber
everybody
or something?
Told me that. When I was starting out, like I used to show up like at colleges, and there'd be a sign like, tonight, comedian Mike Briggleby.
Yeah. That's a funny name, though. I like
yeah,
that.
Briggleby's hot.
I would have gone with Briggleby.
No, I mean, the Mike Briggleby fans were so disappointed when they showed up.
That's not him.
We want Briggleby.
Where's Briggleby? He's much taller and blonde. Where's Briggleby?
And then I did one show where a guy goes, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Bahuski. And I swear to God, and I got off, and the guy goes, is that right? Is it Bahuski? like wrong country.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
I want to get a little more information about Josh's new purchase. He has a bidet.
Yes.
We're going to hear about that in just a second, but it sounds very exciting. Now, can you explain to me exactly what this is? Is this an aftermarket thing you put on your toilet?
Yes. This is a full like toilet seat, but it's much bigger and it's got all these bells and whistles.
But it has to be plumbed. Is that correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it needs to be connected to your water line, and it is right there. You know, the line that goes into your toilet, you just
right.
have a little...
But isn't there a heater involved? And so?
Yes, I can control the temperature, and I can control the pressure.
Do you have a remote?
Yes, goodness. There's a remote control
is
with it.
Is it like a TV remote?
It is, very, very simple.
Don't get the two confused. I want to go to channel 984. I almost killed myself. The pressure was enough to...
Hey, my nose is running.
Well, you're full then, right? Isn't that the way... Okay.
And we had a gentleman, Gary, he wrote in saying, oh, he's from Louisville. He better not be seeing Greg Warren this week.
The comedy
caravan. Once again, you're in Lexington.
What a mistake.
But Greg Warren's in Louisville. So it's a Sophie.
Yeah. Place. So I hope to see you in Lexington, Gary. It's worth the gas to come see a real comedian.
Oh, boy.
Right. Oh, well, well.
Okay. All right.
But as Tom said, come Saturday because Fridays are going to be a little. Anyway, he says when he was in the Dominican Republic, he decided to try a bidet. Unfortunately, the temperature of the water was extremely hot. Not a good experience. Burned the old anus.
Yikes.
Well, good to know.
Man, oh man.
Happy bidets are here again. My lower colon is clear.
Yeah.
That was good.
I don't know. I don't know the terminology. We'll have to work on a song for that.
Would you like to come over and use my bidet, Tom? You may.
You don't use another person's bidet. It's like
of course you do.
It's like their toothbrush.
Well, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, Josh was just saying. Josh was just saying for this.
You don't know
bidet
how a
is
bidet
also,
works, do you?
You were saying this bidet is also useful for periodontal issues.
That's right. It's
but
a water.
Just keep your eyes closed because you don't want to get any. Sure. You don't want to get any E. coli in your eyes. But yeah, it's like a kind of like a water pick. Can you get that for me?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Happy Father's Day, Donnie.
Man, I had a rough weekend. I might be coming over using that bidet, Josh.
You're welcome to, Donnie. Anytime.
Well, even though it was Father's Day, I decided to do a bunch of yard work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was pulling weeds, and I guess I brushed up against some poison oak or poison ivy.
Oh, that's bad.
And those are two things I'm really allergic to. Poison ivy and yard work. I swear to God. Man, this stuff is nasty. Spent the entire weekend scratching like a tweaker with a lottery ticket, you know? I'm even sure the neighbor's dog seen me scratching and was like, now who needs a bath? But here's an important tip. Once you've touched poison ivy, don't go pee after. I swear to God, you'll regret it.
Sure. Yeah.
Because I look down now, it looks like a summer sausage encased in bubble wrap.
Oh!
I mean, only fatter, of course.
No. Oh, sure, sure.
I mean, I've had heat bumps before, but this itch is way worse. You know, Tom, trying to find something to help poison ivy itch is almost impossible. Uh-huh. My mom Phyllis gave me some of that pal of mine lotion, but it didn't even help.
Oh, no, okay.
Well, all it did was give my Peter Pink Eye for the last 24 hours.
I think Peter Pink Eye does the news on NBC on the weekend.
Well, then I took some antihistamines. That didn't help, but at least I got fresh breath in two places now, and I was able to doze off at work a little. And then my mom Phyllis told me to wash myself with vinegar. Man, if there's anything less attractive than scratching like crazy, it's doing it while smelling like a side salad. Swear to God. Oh, and then it gets worse. My idiot cousin Lonnie told me to wear white cloth gloves. He said that way I won't scratch. Yeah, thanks a lot, Lonnie. You know, walk around all day looking like an off-duty butler. You know, now everybody's staring at me. Oh, and my Uncle Sonny suggested an oatmeal bath. Uh-huh. You ever tried that?
No.
Well, at this point, I figured I'd try anything, Christy, but the only oatmeal I had was instant maple and brown sugar. So not only did it stop the itching, but it didn't work that, but now I got every bee and mud dauber within the county, you know, buzzing circles around my face. I'll say it like this. Thank God I still got two plastic bags of unleaded gas in the pantry. I think I might try, you know, soaking it in that.
Don't do that.
I want to hang up and scratch.
Okay. Oh, boy. Goodbye. Friday night will be your first time doing stand-up in how long?
Over a year.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Over a year.
Do you practice at home in front of a mirror?
I don't. I do not practice
What's
at home.
What's the
front of
deal with airplanes? Stuff like that.
I will practice in my car and stuff like that.
But there are comics who do that.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not an in front of the mirror guy.
And you know what else he does in his car, Tom? He starts crying for no reason. Yep. Do you know why?
The weight of the world is
no too much. No fries left.
No fries left, you bastard.
Oh,
perfect example. Your treatment. No fries.
Look how proud he is.
I'm reaching under the car seats. There's got to be one more.
Oh, man.
I hate it when the girls eat in the car and I wasn't paying attention. Let's see, it was between whatever. I was swimming and something, and we arrive at our destination, and I open up the back seat, and Finn has apparently thrown a chocolate muffin into a helicopter. I'm still not finished.
Wait a minute. Now, what? Let's get something down on paper. So they have swimming, and they have, what else do they have?
They have lacrosse.
These are the busiest little girls in the whole world.
They have gymnastics. What else?
Dance class.
Last week was the best. Finn had fashion camp. She made a skirt. She's eight.
Yeah.
She loved it. They taught her to use a sewing machine. It was great.
That's cool.
Great.
Could she wear the skirt that she made?
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I just think it's great. The kind of the new trend of these 1 week camps where they go and it's just so much fun.
That is fun.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Now, when you get out there and you're doing your act for the first time in a year and a half, and I admire you very much for doing it. Do you?
It takes really brave.
Do you have notes just in case?
What I do is I typically have an index card with my set list in my back pocket, and I never look at it. I never end up having to look at it. But there's just something about knowing that it's there.
Security blanket.
Yes. Yeah.
You.
If I didn't have it with me, I would forget my act. But just having it with me in my back pocket, I'm okay.
Nope. Not now. You've instantly jinxed yourself.
There's a chance, but I'm not too worried about it.
No, if you're halfway through something and you forget the punchline, do you have an elegant way to segue into another topic?
Nope. I own it. I just go, you know what? I do not remember where I was going. and then I will sometimes turn on the audience. But you know, this is your fault.
I try
to spit laughs.
As you know, my favorite comedian has always been Robert Klein, and I went to see Robert, and he was some kid in the crowd shouted something out and referencing some really old piece of his, and he said, "Well, let me think if I can remember this," and he starts to do it, and then he goes, "You know, I don't remember. I haven't done that in 40 years." Yeah. And then the kid starts shouting out, "Oh, that's right!" And, so that's fun. That's cool. Well, good luck this weekend.
Thanks. Yeah, looking forward to it.
So, feel free to shout stuff at Josh when you're saying.
Oh,
so I will. If you live between Lexington and Louisville, in the beautiful part of the country.
Yes.
Maybe near Frankfurt.
What you're saying is go see Warren on Friday so they get the.
Yeah. Go see someone try, and then the next night, see someone succeed.
Contrast and compare.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Now, Greg's going to be defending himself here in this show.
Boy, I hate him.
Thursday, he'll be here Thursday, yes.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. And since you're not allowed to have guests in the building, he'll be in the glass booth over there.
Yeah, good.
Okay, good.
Get in the building to get in the glass booth.
Yeah, look, don't tell the powers that be this, then they'll lock the door again.
It's a flute, Greg.
Do you have a stairway to heaven?
No, but I have a lot of lemon songs.
So you mean so for example for Jim Gaffigan it might be
the hot pocket
for
Greg Warren it's Flute Man Greg.
Okay, for Jeff Foxworthy it might be a redneck.
Right.
For Josh it's just a
melange of half baked premises.
So an oleo.
Yes, an oleo.
Find you your stairway to heaven.
Maybe the half fat thing, but I don't want to spoil it here on this little radio show. I want to stay back for the big time.
Yeah. Now, Christy, do you still have the story about the, was it Ukraine where the people were linked together? Pat, you played a very nice, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Alexander Kudlay.
Kudlay was one of the guys that was involved. He and Victoria decided to handcuff themselves on Valentine's Day in a last-ditch effort to save their on-again, off-again relationship. They spent 123 days handcuffed together, but they have broken up.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Sure is. Yeah.
And, I mean, imagine, again, you...
There's no heaven.
Yeah, every
thanks, Pat.
Every moment, you're together.
Yeah.
For everything.
123 days.
That seems to be...
At least 2 months.
Why don't they just do a week? Start out slow.
Well, even Tom said a day would be pretty
that's
taxing.
That's grueling.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it.
You could not go to the bathroom with someone in the room.
Yeah, you wouldn't want your girlfriend to hear you dump it up.
God, no.
I love that song, though.
Dump it up.
Oh, Elvis Costello?
No, that was a lot of McCartney, wasn't it?
That were the Cars.
Or a lot of them. Yeah, okay, there are a lot of them.
Might as well dump. Dump.
Okay, go ahead and dump. Willie, can we go into a public bathroom sometime, and when we see legs in a stall, just start singing that to whoever's in there?
Dump.
Might as well dump.
Come into the keyboard.
Guys, will you leave me alone in here? Go ahead and dump.
He's in there. I prefer the guitar-led Van Halen songs.
Who said that? Tell away.
Oh, God.
This is one of those... We could do this as a radio stunt, Josh.
What?
Handcuff two of us together or something?
Well,
not
no.
Not it.
No, I was thinking you could do it with a lady friend.
Yeah.
How long do you think it'd last?
Boy. It would be harder on her than it would me, I'm sure.
I'm sure that she'd be getting her regularly hourly fee.
Fee. Okay. You have to pay. I thought maybe he said feed.
I did too.
Either way. Classic Tom.
Yeah. Very rude sentence.
Maybe her fee is in feed.
It's yeah. Either. So you're
honey,
you're
I'm
saying?
Out of cash, but I've got plenty of hero sandwiches.
And, you got
so she's either a prostitute or a waitress, is what you're saying.
No, I was a prostitute. Of course, Josh's famous song, the big hit with Josh R. All the Consensuals, is about taking his prostitute to the prom.
Well, of course, yeah. And that was undoubtedly a true story.
As Josh said to me years ago, write what you know. It's your story. People want to know.
I didn't know you came up with that, Josh.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the first one to say
it. So modest. Of course, Josh and I were celebrating today because today. Should we do an early edition of Today in History?
Why not?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Because
I want to know what we're celebrating. Well,
time now for an early edition of Today in History. All right, here we go, Tom.
1905, the birthday of Jean-Paul Sartre.
Oh, sure.
And you know who doesn't want to warm up to that?
Yeah.
Having a tough day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
His most cheerful work, I believe, was called Nausea, I think is the translation.
No Exit? Yeah, these are all terrific.
I prefer the much more talented but less well-known Jean-Paul Chartres.
Yeah, he was good. He was good.
Yeah. Spotty.
Spotty.
Often, very spotty, but always surprised.
Number two on the list.
How do philosophers get paid?
They get a job at a university or write one lucky book.
Okay.
usually.
You don't hear about modern day philosophers very often.
Heff was the last one, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Heff had the Playboy philosophy. Okay. Uh-huh. Right up there with Kierkegaard. That's some great stuff.
I think our most famous modern philosopher, Morissette.
Of course.
Isn't it ironic?
Oh, okay.
The
pay usually tips. Let's see. Happy birthday, Juliette Lewis.
Love her. She's baddie, but I love her.
Yeah, you name a kid Juliette, trouble ensues.
Oh, I like the name Juliet.
Oh, yeah. But
it's beautiful.
I know it's a beautiful name, which is like, don't you think you're a lot of Rome? Hey, where's Romeo?
Yeah.
Well,
do you think she's going to get that a lot?
I don't know.
I'm sure at some point, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Hey, how's that up in the balcony, Juliet? Hey, wherefore art thou my car keys?
Yeah, Julia.
You get that a lot. Sorry.
This is a well-read bully.
A rose by any other name, and we're late by any other name. You want to hurry it up with the makeup?
Happy birthday, Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I understand he could eat no fat.
That's true.
It was his wife who could eat no lean.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Happy birthday, Prince William.
Yeah, 39 today.
Did you hear he's going to drop the name Prince William?
I did not.
He's going to change his name to a symbol.
How about that?
Yeah. Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince William.
Exactly.
That I thought they were Billy. Let's call him Billy. Can you imagine? And the Queen's horse came in second. I was wrong at the Ascots this weekend.
All I know is on television Saturday morning when all the reporters with the top hats and the tails.
She looked beautiful. She had on a mint green
outfit.
Queen
looked great. Cracked a smile.
Yeah,
looked like
fun. She loves her horse racing.
Looked like fun.
The Queen does not look beautiful.
She
looked great. It was fun.
Does she play the ponies, you think?
Like saying the Crypt Keeper looks beautiful.
She owns the ponies. She doesn't have to play.
She's a handsome woman. That's about it.
I think Christy races the better point here.
Bent over.
I see. What happened in the third race, Jeeves? I lost 40 songs.
I can't hear you.
Well, I own the horse.
I own the horse. Doesn't matter.
Damn it, I just lost 80 quid. If she's losing money on sports racing, me and the Queen have something in common, finally.
Did you have a bad weekend?
No, I'm doing okay.
Okay.
I'm floating.
Okay. I'm floating.
Ace was betting on, what was it called again? What league?
Spring Football League.
Spring Football League. Well, glad some of the fellas get to play. Sounds like fun for them. I was not aware of
the fellas.
No, I mean, it'd be great if someone emerged from that league and made it to the NFL. That'd be great. That'd be a very fun thing. Now, Christy, can you tell me what you've got coming up? That's pretty much, by the way, all going on today. Well, there's something no longer relevant. The U.S. Constitution was ratified.
Oh, wow. That's
quite dumb.
Boy, you buried the league.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.